This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Western Illinois University Board of Trustees split right down the middle on whether to name Dr. Martin Abraham as the school's next president. Four of the eight board members voted in favor of hiring Abraham, who is currently interim president. The proposal failed because it needed a majority to pass. Board Chairperson Polly Radosh backed the resolution. She says the campus and Macomb communities strongly support Abraham.
He has done a fabulous job initially in rallying the community and the institution, and has come in with fresh ideas. So I was very hopeful that the board would appoint, and then when we did not, of course I'm disappointed, but we must move forward, and we've got to unify as a board to get the job done to complete the search process. And I sincerely hope that he is a candidate in the search.
Are you afraid that a search, and however long that might take, is going to slow down Western's ability to move forward?
Yes, I am. I'm very nervous about that. We have a high percentage, almost all, in fact, of our upper administration in interim positions, and it's very difficult to find candidates who would come here not knowing who their boss is going to be. So selecting candidates to fill those interim positions is going to be a huge, huge challenge.
What characteristics or qualities are you looking for in Western's next president?
I'm looking for someone who is able to unite the campus in much the same way that Martin has already done this. We have turned around so quickly in the last few months that it is you almost have whiplash by how quickly people have rallied to his programs and ideas and initiatives. So I would hope we would be able to find someone who would also be able to rally the campus.
WIU Board of Trustees Chairperson Polly Radosh says 67% of those who responded to a survey support hiring Martin Abraham as president right now. Yet four board members voted against doing so. One of them is Greg Aguilar. He believes the university should conduct a national search to ensure transparency.
In order for us to create equitable opportunities for people to apply for positions, it's important that we have an open and equitable process. I felt that we owed it to the state and we owed it to Western Illinois University to have that process, and that is to do a national search.
Are you concerned at all about how long that search might take, and we continue on with interim administrators on the campus?
When President Thomas stepped down, we knew as a board we had to take quick action. And we did not hesitate, and we voted unanimously to put the provost into the presidential position so that we would have a leader and to move this university forward. I know that we still have a leader in Dr. Abraham. I know that there is a lot he is doing and will continue to do. And because time is of the essence, this is why we started a search immediately. Because we do understand the challenges of not having people in leadership roles.
So what characteristics or qualities will you be looking for in Western's next president?
I would love to see people with innovative ideas, people who have demonstrated action and success in having successful town and gown relationships. I'm looking for someone who has, I think we're all looking for as trustees, is someone who understands the business side, but also respects and honors the academic side, which is the university.
WIU Board of Trustees member Greg Aguilar says he hopes Martin Abraham will apply for the president's job during the national search. The university will form a 23-member committee to conduct that search. The committee is authorized to spend up to $250,000. The search could take 12 to 18 months. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.